Craig, you a basic bitch.
Hey up, it's Dumas Korriban here, coming at you from the wicked wild west of the galactic expanse. Introducing a podcast in the place to be, because this is how the kids talk with the lingo and the slang.
I think it's time you all picked up a drink and joined us. I know it's only midday, but you know, past the yardarm and all that, so pick up your beers, pick up your wine, pick up your gin, whatever your flavour is, and get fucking.
Hands off your socks and... No, wait, other way around. Hands off your cocks and pull up your socks. That's the one.
Talk to me dirty, Dumas.
Hey, up.
Oh.
So, this is Esposito, and here's an episode.
Wait, what?
Cue the music.
Dumas, I'm the voice in your head. Calm down.
Wait, what? What's going on?
Where am I?
Is that you, Korchev?
Duh.
Well,
I think what you're trying to say is this has definitely been the most successful podcast introduction that you've ever actually put together. I think me and Dora here have vastly improved things.
It's what the fans wanted.
I can't really argue with you at all. I mean, I can.
You could try.
I could. I don't have the energy. It's the middle of a Thursday. I think it's going on too long now, though.
You might need to edit some of this down.
Yeah, Tom, cut this down a little bit, but I think that you need to keep in Dumas insisting that it is the best intro ever, because it's a pretty good intro.
And maybe we also keep in Craig being a basic bitch.
You leave off, Craig.
But he is a basic bitch.
You're a basic bitch.
Yes, I am.
Right. Well, glad we straightened that out, then, eh?
We can all agree on something.
Yes. Both Craig and I are basic bitches. All right.
Gonna go now.
Thanks for joining. It's been wonderful having you.
Enjoy.
So, with the sergeant facing the other way, so he can't quite see me, I'm just going to sort of hold him in position with my forearm. I'm going to cast Alter Appearance on myself, so I look identical to the sergeant.
Okay. Alter Appearance, you are a different height from the sergeant, so that will...
I can go up and down a foot.
You can, but it's one of those that if someone touches you, just to reiterate. Yeah,
he can't see what I've done though, so
yeah.
That's fine. And then I'm gonna look at these two and just make a face as say this could be a play, or basically what I'm trying to say is we could play it like this, or we could just go with you flat out lying.
Do a performance check to try and carry that over.
Yeah.
What did you get? Dumas.
16, which was quite good for me on that.
You feel like you've communicated this fairly well. But from the look on Dora's face, you're pretty sure she doesn't... Or from the look on fake Korchev's face, you're pretty sure she doesn't understand exactly what's going on. At which point, can you all make a constitution saving throw? Who's controlling Duo at this point, by the way?
Ooh, that will probably be me.
I got a 4.
I got an 11.
Constitution save, right?
Yeah.
Here come the bad rolls. Fuck.
13 for Duo.
Right. Each of you takes 6 damage, and you hear just this huge crack of thunder. And then I guess everyone rolls initiative just in really weird places. Thanks for making this really simple.
No worries. There's no where it says that alter appearance is dispelled by damage.
No, damage doesn't dispel it.
It's just if there's a human that can see the damage going through, like, fake appearance, then so the sergeant will now know that I'm not Korchev, I imagine.
No, sonic damage isn't really physical damage. It's just a loud noise. So, sorry, just a sec, guys. This is not how I expected this fight to start.
It'd be insane if you did.
Yeah, I mean, if you predicted this, then you're doing well.
Yeah, this has all gone very surprisingly. You may be unshocked to hear. Okay, so based on the action, it is fairly obvious that something is kicking off, and it's duo first.
Okay, realizing that the situation has gone from bad to fucked, Duo is going to lay his cards on the table then, and he is going to... His customized heavy pistol can use the different profiles, can't it? The explosive charge, concussive, blast, or flash.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, he's going to shoot the sergeant twice then.
Yeah.
I shot the sergeant, but I never...
By the way, it's customized because the amount of damage it deals is more...
Right, cool. I think that's two hit. First one is a 27, and the second one is a 26.
I think you know they both hit.
So the first one does 16 points damage, and the second one does 11.
Okay, so 16 and 11.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Duo, rocked forward by this sonic boom, spins, draws a pistol, turns around and takes two shots at the heavy centurion. These both dig into his armor plating and he takes a half a step backwards. Then we are on Dumas's turn. Dumas, you're still stood just behind the sergeant.
So I'm going to need an explanation of what I can see, because all I know is I'm trying to communicate with Dora unsuccessfully, and I've had to make a save.
Yeah, so you're on a corridor. Behind you, you know that there is a turret. Ahead of you, there's a turret. Also, immediately in front of you, in your grip still, is the sergeant. There's a corner ahead of you that turns to the left. There's a corner behind you that also turns to the left, a bit further back. And a little bit to your behind you and to your left is a door into another room. Does that make sense?
Okay, do I know what caused me to make this save?
It seems like it came from the sergeant.
Oh, right, so he's cast something that...
I mean, yes, essentially.
Okay, cool. He has responded
to being attacked.
Okay, so am I still holding him?
Yeah, you've not been pushed away, so you are still in the same position you were before.
Okay, I mean, in that case, the cunt, I'll attack him with my arc forearms.
All right.
I don't know, as I'm behind him and sort of holding him or whatever, do I get some kind of anything on that, or any kind of sneak attack or anything, or is this just normal attack?
I think it's just a normal attack. He's the one that's responded aggressively, so you can't really surprise him.
In that case, I'm not that much use.
Wait, but we're within 5 feet though, aren't we?
Yeah, if you hit, then you'll get a sneak attack.
Okay, well, in that case, I guess I'll just attack him twice. First attack is a 19.
That will hit.
And the second attack is a 17.
That will miss.
Okay, so the first attack, 18 damage.
Ooh, and that's a powerful hit.
Palpable hit.
A very palpable hit. Yeah, you take a slash into him and you can feel he sort of shudders with pain and then sort of shakes it off. He shakes it off. Shakes it off.
I can't believe you've just done that.
Then it's Hud's turn. So, Hug, you are currently bound and at the bottom of the stairs. You've heard this loud boom come from up the stairs. What do you do?
Right. So, I'm kind of sat in between all these soldiers, aren't I?
Yeah.
Or stood, even. How are they arranged?
So, you and Rebook are kind of against the wall at the bottom of the escalator. They are fanning out from you.
Would you say in kind of like a cone shape?
Yeah, more or less.
Right, that's unfortunate, because one of the weapons that I forgot to take off me and they didn't mention was the flamethrower attachment that was on my armor.
Your arms are bound behind your back.
Oh, I thought it was like a shoulder-mounted thing.
I mean, I guess we were never specific. I'll allow it, yeah. You could encapsulate two in a cone shape, not all four.
Two in a cone shape, okay.
So, like, they are flanking you. They're not all on one side.
So, are they all paying attention to me, or have they been distracted by the noise?
They will have turned to the noise, so...
Okay, in that case, can I move so I can get more of them within a cone?
Not easily. You would definitely provoke an attack of opportunity from two of them, and in that cone, you would definitely get a rebook.
Yeah, don't want to do that. So, yeah, I say, I'm really sorry about this, lads, and then I proceed to burn them with fire.
The ones that you can get without hurting anyone else.
Yes. They have to make a DC 13 dexterity save for half of my fire damage.
Okay. Okay, the first one fails. The second one succeeds.
So that is 12 points of damage. And then can I run at the one who looks like he's taken the least damage and tackle him?
Yep. Roll a... Yeah, it's a strength contest, but you have disadvantage because you are bound.
Cool. Right, so that is a 10 from me.
Yeah, he got a 15. You charge into him, and so he's lumped down at his feet, and he rocked back a little bit. And next up is the sergeant, who has a lot of options.
Is he technically restrained? Or was it just a...
No, that would have had to win a contest.
Aaron, is that your Vitruvian man that I'm looking at?
No, this is my sketch of Hud and a bunch of other doodles that I've done over the campaign.
Pretty sexy. I wish I could draw. I don't mean like with a pistol, because I'm pretty good on that front.
Draw!
You know what I'm saying? Pretty good at drawing a pistol.
It's just practice.
If you want to throw down, you ain't going to win, son. But what, you mean like literally illustrating and drawing is practice? No. I am terrible.
You are terrible.
Well, everyone starts shit at everything. You started shit at like wiping your own arse and walking around places.
So facing forwards, the sergeant points his arm forwards and this little... Basically, it's this it looks like a tiny cannon just lifts up from his forearm and fires at Duo and Dora. Can you both make dexterity saving throws? So Duo and Dora.
Ooh, that is very good. 22.
Okay.
No, hold on. Sorry, 21.
21. Duo?
A 23.
So both succeed. So they take half damage. So it would have been 20. So they take 10 damage each as this beam of bright light shoots out and strikes into both of them. But they manage to just duck out of it in time. Then it's Dora's go.
Okay. He doesn't have a melee weapon out.
The guy that you're facing?
Mm-hmm.
And no.
He shot me, didn't he?
You can see that he's got a greatsword across his back.
Okay. I'm going to try and hit him with my double-bladed sword.
Okay.
16.
That misses.
And then I'm going to say to him, hopefully as a bonus action, just, look, you're not helping the effort here. The universe could die tonight because of what you've done today. And then I'm going to run in the opposite direction. Or at least, so where's the turret in front of us?
How do you mean?
You said there was a turret in front of us and a turret behind.
They're both on the ceiling. It's about 15 feet away from you.
Is there any alcove I can run into where I could... Or is it just a straight corridor?
There's a corner, but where the turret is placed, it's basically on the corner, so you'll always be in sight of the turret. There's two ways you could go to avoid the turret. You could run past the sergeant and down the stairs, or escalator, or you could run into the security room. Or you could ignore that and use the corridor.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm going back down towards the escalator.
Okay, so you're on the escalator. Fine, good.
I can't shout anything because I've already said something to this guy.
Yeah.
Flavor Flav.
In that case, next up is the drone.
So two of them have been burned at the moment, haven't they?
They're quite badly burned.
Quite badly burned.
They've been reasonably badly burned.
Lightly charred.
Yeah, they've been lightly crisp.
Well, if one of them's medium rare, we're going to finish him off.
So you're looking for a weaker one?
Yeah.
Like, one is definitely a hardier individual that's taken more damage. The other one is a more frail individual that's taken less damage.
I'm just going to fly towards him and take a slashing attack.
Okay.
And that's a 17 to hit.
Fairly certain that hits. I might be wrong. Oh, no, it does. Oh, no, hang on. Yes, it does.
I say we're folks of all.
I was surprised as well. Like, how is the stronger guy got a weaker AC? Yes, it does hit.
Cool. Oh, that's max damage. 9 damage altogether.
Oh, that is max damage. He's looking very weak now. You can tell he wishes he hadn't turned up for work this morning. He is bloody and bleeding from many, many places. He's unhappy.
And crispy.
He's unhappy and crispy, but there's a delicious smell in the air. Okay, at this point, one of the soldiers that's guarding you is going to... draw his pistol and take 3 shots at the drone. So, you got a 9, a 15, and a 17 to hit the drone.
The 15 and the 17 both hit.
Okay, and the drone takes 16 damage.
Are we?
One of the others takes 2 shots at... Although Hud is technically prone because he's just knocked himself out trying to get at that other guy, so he does have disadvantage on all 3 attacks. That is a 17 to hit.
That'll hit.
A 16 to hit.
That will not hit.
And an 11 to hit. So one of them
hit. Also hit. Okay.
And Hud takes 9 damage as seeing Hud charge at this other guy just pulls his pistol and lets loose just in that direction, not really paying much attention to where he's shooting at. And one of them manages to graze into you.
Okay.
Next up is Rebook.
Cool. The one that's next to me is the one that's just fired at the drone.
Yes, I think so, yeah. Yes, it is.
How far away is he?
He's about 10 feet away from you.
Yeah, I guess I'm going to like... So Hunter's Mark won't work unless I have an actual weapon, will it?
I don't know.
It just says weapons attack in the rule.
Well, if it says a weapons attack, then you need to use a weapon, yeah.
So I'm going to press the shield thing if I can.
Yeah.
like reach an elbow around and knock that on. And
is that a bonus action to do that?
Yes, yeah.
Reach her around.
This game's full of reach arounds.
It's heavy on them today.
That's the name of the episode, heavy on the reach around.
So I'm going to make like a multi unarmed attack on him if I can. As the first one, can I click my heels together and like stomp on his foot with the mag boot?
Oh, interesting. I like that.
I'm going to allow it.
I don't know what that'll do.
Roll an attack.
Oh, but that's a. What do I add to that?
Add your strength to it.
Plus one. So that's a 20 with the strength.
Oh, nice. Yeah, all right. Roll a d4.
Two.
Plus your strength modifier?
So 3 with the strength.
All right. Yeah, I think that's cool. I think that's a cool way of attacking someone.
Stompy, stompy.
It's very stumpy.
And then I go with my second attack. I'm going to... I can't really grapple him because I don't have arms. But just... I don't knee him. I'm just going to knee him.
I have no arms and I must grapple.
And I must go for the groin. Oh, second attack will definitely miss. That's a 5 altogether.
Okay. Yeah, that misses. You try and grapple him, but you realise that your hands are bound behind your back and you just sort of shoulder barge him a little bit and he moves a little bit out of the way, but he's definitely focusing more on the pain in his foot as you have just stomped on his foot using the power of gravity.
Thanks, gravity. Very cool.
Okay. At this point, the two others that are downstairs with you, one of them is going to take 2 shots at Rebook. The other is going to take 2 shots at HUD.
I'm going to use one of my stunt dice to parry. So, oh wait, no, this is when I'm hit with a weapon attack, so carry on.
You have stun dice?
Yeah, man, I use them quite a lot.
You've used them occasionally.
You've used them.
I'll do the 2 against Rebook first. So first, oh, that's quite good. First is 20 not natural, second is an 8 natural. So the first one hits, I'm assuming.
Yes, that will.
Oh, that's good. That's 12 damage.
That's the opposite of good, John.
As he lifts his rifle in and sort of lets loose at you. The second one's going to attack HUD. First one's
so now I'm going to... Oh, wait, no. It's when it hits. Go on.
Yeah. Natural 1 for the first one.
Okay.
And a 20 not natural for the second one. Now you use it.
Now I'm going to use parry. So when I'm hit with a weapon attack, I can use my reaction to add the number rolled on my stunt die to my AC for the incoming attack. If the attack still hits, I take half damage from it. So
right,
I need 3 or more. I got 1. Excellent. So I take half damage from that.
I mean, it was pretty terrible. So you take half of 5, so 2 damage.
To 69 hit points. Nice.
Next up, the turrets are going to open fire. So that is on Duo and Dumas. So turret 1 on Duo.
Will the one in front of me really struggle to hit me because I'm essentially directly behind the sergeant?
Yes, it would, but that's not the one that's firing at you. It's the one that's behind you that's firing at you.
Cool, that's absolutely acceptable then.
The one firing at Duo misses with a 9. The one firing at Dumas, I'm assuming, misses with an 8.
It does miss with an 8.
And then we're back to Duo. So Duo is currently one side of flanking the sergeant. He's just felt this turret sort of fire around him.
Is he within 5 feet of the sergeant? Is he like in contact with him? Right, so if he shoots, then he'll have disadvantage. Oh, no, he's got forearm blades, though. In that case, he's going to take 2 attacks with his forearm blades on the sergeant. He seems to be the biggest threat.
Sure.
Oh, that's not great. One's a 12, the other one is a 16.
Neither of them hit.
Bugger. Can he move away? Can he get out of... find a more advanced...
Sergeant doesn't have a melee weapon drawn, so he won't get an attack of opportunity, so yes, he can.
So, yeah, can he move to a position where he can be out of the way of the turret?
Yeah, he can either go down the escalator or into the security room.
He is probably going to head down the escalator then, in that case.
Okay. He can get about halfway down the escalator.
Okay.
Okay. With that done, we're on to Dumas.
Yeah, I think Dumas is just going to wail into this sergeant because he's kind of pissed off with him.
I mean, he's only doing his job, but all right.
No, he's not. He's being a prick about it.
He's being a jobsworth, I'll give him that. But
he's being a prick about it. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, so Dumas is going to attack him again. That's a 20 non-nat.
That will hit.
And 19.
Also will hit.
So that is...
You don't get sneak attack on these because no one else is in combat anymore.
Well, what happened to Dora?
She left. She went down the escalator.
She ran to the escalator.
Oh.
Apologize.
You know I'm literally shit in combat if there's no one near me.
Hey, look, Dora left. Blah.
You did leave first.
Yeah, which means... Whatever.
Do you literally just fucking bail and leave me with this guy?
And the two turrets.
No. Originally I did.
No, that's entirely what you did. Fucking hell. Across both attacks, that's 15 damage.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's...
I mean, that's still a decent amount of damage. You've definitely...
I'm top of the... Top of the escalator, though. I did say that. So I have visibility of the corridor.
Cool, yeah, that's me.
Okay. This is with your forearm blades again, yeah?
Yeah.
You jam another blade and, like, you manage to dig under the ribs and you can see, like, there's a little bit of blood that appears in the corner of his mouth as he pushes your forearm away and spins around. Hud, it's now your go.
Okay, am I technically in combat with this guy who I charged at?
You are, but you're also prone. So you're bound with your arms behind your back at his feet.
Would I get an attack of opportunity if I tried to stand up?
No, he's got a rifle drawn. He can't get an attack of opportunity with a rifle.
Okay, well, in that case, I am going to stand up and try and nut him.
Okay. I guess just roll a strength check. Do you have proficiency in unarmed combat?
I think so. Yeah, I've got proficiency in everything.
I'm proficient in everything, I'll have you know.
Yeah. If it can hurt people, I'm proficient in it.
You've got simple and martial weapons.
What's the simplest weapon but a hand?
I mean, it's a good argument, I'll allow it.
Okay.
So yeah, roll an attack with strength and proficiency.
That is a 12.
That does not hit.
God damn it. In that case, I'm going to take a step back, and if I was to flamethrow again, would I be able to get two in a cone?
Yes, but you'd also get the drone.
Don't want to do that. So I'm not going to step back then, and I'm going to try and nut him again.
Sure.
Oh, I think I hit with this one. So that is a 23.
That will hit.
And that's 6 points of damage.
Yeah, you just... And I don't know how to make this pretty. You nut him and you feel his skull cave as you nut him. You've nutted people before and they've gone down. But this feels like he's probably not coming up again.
Okay. And then for my bonus action, I'm going to second wind myself. So I'm going to heal back. Nice. 15 points damage I get back. So I think I'm at full health in that.
At this point, it's the sergeant's turn. He is going to...
Did I ever go? Brown.
Yeah, you're after the sergeant. Actually, you're after his go.
Oh.
So he's locked in combat with Dumas. So what's he going to do? What's his move, everyone? Let's think about the things that he has available to him.
He gives up and goes to sleep.
Go to sleep, go to sleep.
He is going to...
I think surrender's a valid option.
Talk about his feelings.
Also a valid option is...
Express himself in a more constructive way.
Progressive society.
Doesn't have to be combat.
He's going to punch forward at you and his fist stops just short of you and this burst of what looks like lightning shoots out from his wrist and it's a melee attack.
Of all the options, he decides to fist Dumas.
Electronically fist Dumas. Let's be fair to him.
Digitally fist Dumas.
It's an 18 to hit.
Yeah.
Okay. So Dumas takes from this electronic fisting. That's not great. That's 5 damage. 5 lightning damage.
Okay.
And you lose any cover you have until the start of your next turn.
I think cover was something which really wasn't on the cards in this current fight.
Yeah, that was a really disappointing turn for such a powerful guy. I'm genuinely horrified at how he's doing. Dora, it's now your go.
So I've got visibility down the escalator at this fight and also back down the corridor.
Yeah, you can see all combatants. You can see the sergeant. You can see the 4 soldiers that are huddled around Rebuke and Hud and the drone. You can also see Duo next to you. The only ones you can't see are the 2 turrets.
Okay. There's 4 soldiers huddled around.
3 now.
3. Okay. Can I try and Psyblast? Are they all in like within 10 feet of each other?
No. Looking at the stairs, you can see the drone and HUD are next to 1 soldier, and Rebook is next to 2 soldiers.
Help Rebook.
You only have so many hands.
Are they all within 10 feet of each other if I hit the middle one?
No. You can hit 2 soldiers, so the 2 near Rebook are within 10 feet of each other. The 1 near HUD and the drone is on his own. And probably looking quite terrified.
Help Rebook.
Agast has caved his mate's skull in with his own skull.
He's also been burned and stabbed by a drone.
If I look down the corridor, how is that going?
If you look back into the corridor, you can see Dumas and the sergeant fighting out. You can't see anything else.
Is it like in slow motion at this moment? Like, are they properly going for it? And can I hear the Jewel of Fates?
It's not quite that bad. I don't know. Dumas, how bad is your health?
No, it is Jewel of the Fates. Fuck right.
All right, well, we're back to Duel of the Fates. We're rehashing season 1. It's Duel of
the Fates. Well, we're going to leave it. Let me try and, like, Psyblast. There's 2 on Rebook, you say?
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's 2 on Rebook.
Yeah.
You're Psyblasting the one nearest Rebook.
If that hits, hold on.
How is this such a difficult decision?
16.
16 to hit. That misses.
Balls.
Brutal.
It was such a long decision-making process for so little gain.
For so little gain. I have no bonus actions either. Actually, as a bonus action, can I say and shout quite loudly, "You fools! Flee for your lives!"
Yes!
But in a Russian accent and not what I just did.
Not whatever that was.
Yeah!
Are you actively trying to scare them away?
Because it's working.
It's not. It's scaring you away.
Well, yeah.
Wait, was that the quote? No, it's fly, isn't it?
Fly, you fools.
No, I was doing Denethor.
Flee for your life.
Yeah,
that was it. Let me go again.
It's so sad that we can all get that tone perfect.
Let me go again. Flee! Flee for your lives!
Again, he went a bit Scottish, but I'll take it.
Hey, you flee. You flee for your fucking lives. It's Sean Connery in
Red October. That's a Russian accent, right?
Wait, did you just go to Mayor Quimby?
Hey, flee for your lives.
You better flee for your lives. I'm telling you. Flee for your lives.
The drones go. What's the drone doing?
Just crying. No, the drone's going to again try and slice the dude that it did last time.
Go for it.
Go for it, drone. You can do it. That's a natural 20. Hello.
That is a... That hits.
That hits. A palpable hit.
Double it. Add your modifier.
Two.
That's a callback.
It's all right. I rolled quite badly there. Plus 8 damage altogether.
8 damage altogether. Okay. Roll to Hit, a podcast that Tom and I listened to a while ago, but got disappointing in season 2 because they rock-conned a TPK.
Don't slag off another podcast. We need to be like totally like friendly and chill on the way.
That was back in 2016.
They're probably not still going.
Wait, hang on, we're supposed to be friendly and chill.
They've probably got girlfriends and lives by now.
You have a wife and a child.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I'm engaged. Aaron is in a long-term relationship.
I'll see you guys later.
Mike and Aaron are both here.
Excellent.
So after we brought that up, can we continue with the game?
Can we continue with our assisted suicide?
let's carry on with where we were.
This is why I'm keeping the cap.
Yeah, you should keep the cat, because also the cat's fucking great.
It's a pretty good cat.
So that was the drone's go. At this point, one of the veterans is going to drop his pistol and draw a long blade and attack reboot.
Oh, no.
3 times.
Oh, no.
That's a lot of attacks.
That's more times than I would care to be attacked.
Yeah, it's more than I'm comfortable with.
So the first one is a 12, the second one's a 9, and the third one's a natural 20.
Well, fuck you. I mean, you know one of those hits.
One of them hits. But only one of them. And it didn't... that was a poor roll. Oh, so good.
May you roll as badly as my drone did.
You take... 4 damage.
Oh, that is a poor roll. Good God.
Yeah, I rolled a 1. You take 4 damage from a natural 20. You twat.
Ooh, owie.
The second one is going to act similarly. Drop his pistol, draw his sword, and attack two-handed against HUD with 3 attacks. So you got a 19 plus something, a 17 plus something, and a 1. So 2 of them hit.
I'm going to use another stunt dice on the... What was the 17 to hit in total?
So one was a 19 plus 4, so a 23 to hit. The second was a 17 plus 4, so 21 to hit.
So I'm going to try and beat the 21 with a parry. What I'm parrying with, I don't know. Maybe my forehead.
I'll allow it. You can just use your armor.
With the thing, I've got 23.
Sorry. All right. So you block one of them, the other one's... Oh, wait, hang on. How does this work? Can you only block one, or can you just increase your AC for that turn?
When you are hit with a weapon attack, you can use your reaction to add the number rolled on the stunt die to your AC for the incoming attack. If the attack still hit, you take half damage from it. So I imagine it's for an individual attack.
Yeah, so you still take one of the attacks.
Yes.
You block the other one.
Yep. I'd catch the first one in my teeth and just like, ah!
Yeah, you just like... No, you take the first one. The second one is the one you catch in your teeth.
Yeah, that's fair.
And you're like, no, none of that yet, cunt. And you take 3 damage from that one.
Oh, I'm going to headbutt the shit out of this guy.
Okay, that was fun. You know what? I'm going to say the 3 damage is actually like you catch it in your teeth, The three damage comes from the fact that it cuts a little bit into your lips. You just catch it in your mouth. And there's a little bit of blood pouring down each side of your mouth.
How terrified is this guy, having seen me headbutt one of his friends to death and now catch his sword in my teeth?
Yeah, you've got his sword gripped in your teeth. You've got this blood dripping down each side of your mouth and you're just staring at him wide-eyed.
Cool.
Then it's reboots go.
Cool, so I've still got my stompers on this guy's foot.
Yep.
I'm going to cast Hunter's Mark on the guy the drone is fighting.
Who is the same guy you're fighting, as far as I know. Yeah. No.
Yes.
Yeah. Are there only two soldiers left now, or are there still three?
No, there's three soldiers left. Sorry. So, okay. Yeah, you've cast Hunter's Mark on the one that HUD is fighting that is.
So I'm going to Hunter's Mark the one that the drone is fighting at the moment.
Yeah.
And I guess just punch the guy in front of me twice. Or headbutt him.
You can't punch. Your hands are behind your back.
Headbutt him. But, well, I guess I can't headbutt him because I'm only 5 feet tall, but...
Just...
Kick him in the balls.
Crotch, headbutt.
I can't really do at this stage.
Headbutt, crotch.
I'll allow you to...
Crotch bit.
I'll allow you to kick him in the balls and then use that foot coming down to stamp on his other foot.
Yes. I'm going to stomp his other foot after knee him in the balls.
Right.
It's a fluid and powerful motion that's going to miss twice.
You definitely don't have proficiency in this. They're two strength attacks. So roll a d20, add your strength.
That's another natural 20.
Nice.
Oh, good God. The
first one. Critical ball explosion.
I mean, most of my rolls have been a bit shit up until now, so that's good. The second attack... You're fucking kidding me!
What?
That's three of them.
320s?
Yeah.
What?
Right.
It was about time one of us rolled well.
Excellent.
I'll send that in the chat now.
Roll your attacks, double them both. So that's 2d4 plus your modifiers times two.
What a waste of multiple d20s, but still. So send that over because that's beautiful.
Yeah, that's going on our Twitter account.
I feel as though that's the anti roll of Mike.
So 4, 8. What is going on here?
Right. So
9 for the first attack. And 8 for the second attack. And yeah, is that was a 4, 4, 4 and a 3.
Okay, so 17 in total.
Yeah. That shouldn't have been... I don't know what happened there.
Yeah, you knee this guy in the balls and then bring that foot back down in like an ear-shattering stomp. No noise comes out. He just sort of opens his mouth in a silent scream. Just in your face. You just hear a...
I mean, call back to earlier. He has no balls and he must scream.
Yep.
Next up, one of the soldiers that's downstairs with you is going to open fire on you, Rebook. Having seen you... just unleash this brutal attack. He rolled the same thing twice. That's 14 to hit both times.
Why don't you have disadvantage? Because one of them's fighting the drone and one of them's fighting me in close combat, aren't they?
Yeah, there's a third one. There's three of them still.
My AC's 18 at the moment, so they both miss.
Yeah.
Hang on, how are there three of them still? I killed one and Rebook just killed one, didn't he?
No, Rebook's not killed yet. He's still alive.
Oh, right.
Very badly bruised.
He's just very badly burnt.
On a testicular level.
Like, it's horrible. Like, it's probably worse than death. At this point, there's still a turret. So one is going to open fire on Dumas with ease. Gets a 13. The other one, Dumas, you will have half cover from. So that's plus... 3?
I can't remember.
It doesn't matter, it misses. These turrets are fucking useless. They rolled an 11 total, so the turrets do nothing. They are just firing blindly into this corridor. Duo is up next. Duo is on the stairs.
The turrets, they do nothing. So he's halfway down the stairs and he's seeing this whole scene unfold, hasn't he?
Yeah. Modern the drone are in combat with the same one. Rebook is in combat with one, and there's a soldier that's firing a rebook.
Right. Okay. So, seeing that Rebook is probably in the most trouble, he is going to shoot at the one that is in combat with him.
Okay.
That's an 18 to hit.
Hits.
And that does 8 points of damage.
Okay. Does Duo not have two attacks?
Does. Is that not enough to kill it outright?
No, it's still going. This guy is still in combat with Rebook.
Okay. He's kind of torn between them both. I mean, he can see that Dora's on the stairs as well, can't he?
Yes, Dora is still on the stairs.
If he goes back up to the top of the escalators, will he be able to see the sergeant and Dumas fighting?
Yeah, they're right in the middle of the doorway.
Okay. So what he's going to do then is he's going to do an explosive charge on the sergeant, and he's going to do a concussive one.
Okay.
No.
That's definitely hits. That's 27 to hit.
Okay.
So that is not great. That's 6 points of fire damage.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got to take a DC 16 constitution saving throw.
He got 21.
So I think that he takes no damage then from that.
Yeah, that doesn't do any additional damage.
Yeah. Well, that was unhelpful. I tried to do my, so I apologize.
I appreciate that.
Is that 6 fire damage?
Yeah, 6 fire damage. And that was from a potential of rolling 3d8 and 4d6. So,
yeah, it would have been good if he hit. But he rolled a 15 and he got a plus 6. So,
God fucking damn it.
After Duo, we're back to Dumas. So, Dumas, you are locked in combat with this sergeant who seems he's just been hit by this shot that's exploded and engulfed him in flames, but he's still just focusing entirely on you with these like wild eyes.
Yeah, I'm gonna focus entirely on him with my wild eyes, the cunt.
Yeah, it seems fairly terrifying.
Yeah, we're fucking going for it now, man. Sorry, I don't know why I'm being so aggressive. I just feel really personally slighted by this guy.
Well, he does seem to be taking a particular interest in you.
I think it was more that he just started a fight when I was trying to find a non-lethal way around this problem.
Things were fairly non-lethal before you joined in, I guess, is the point.
Yeah, but he started causing damage. I just got into a position where I didn't want him to resist.
You started a fight with a soldier that was stood down.
I didn't start a fight.
Well, you threatened him and he didn't expect you. That's
cool. I threatened him. That's not starting a fight.
What the listeners tune in for, by the way, it's for this kind of camaraderie. Kind of tension. Anyway,
we call this the salt cast.
I really don't have many options, so I'm just going to attack him again.
Treat yourself.
Oh, that's good. It's a 25 and a 22.
Both hit. No sneak attack, sadly.
Yeah, I got that.
Sadly for you, fuck. Not me.
That is awful rolling. 9 damage.
Okay. You can see that he's not peak condition, but doesn't seem to be particularly worried at this point, given that he can still hear those firefights going downstairs.
So I'm sure someone will join in soon.
Hud, it's now your go.
I'm fighting an increasingly terrified soldier, aren't I?
Yeah, this guy is not feeling overjoyed with his lot in life.
Cool. Let's end that state of affairs. Yeah, I'm going to spit the sword out and just try and nut him twice.
Okay. See if you can kill a guy with a headbutt again.
Okay, so First one, 18 to hit.
That'll hit.
And the second one is a 23.
That'll also hit. You're going to kill a guy. You're going to kill two guys with headbutts.
I don't need weapons to kill everyone on this ship.
Who needs fucking guns? I've got a fucking skull.
Right. It feeds into the Die Hard John McClane backstory.
That's 10 points of damage.
Okay. Oh, he is still going. Oh. He's looking
now I have a skull to headbutt you with.
I'm quite tempted to... You know what? Sod it. I'm going to use a stunt to spend a bonus action to strike an enemy with an elbow, knee, gun, or weapon handle. Make a melee attack roll with a melee weapon or improvised weapon against a creature within 5 feet of you that you can see. On a hit, the target takes the number rolled on the stunt die as bludgeoning damage and can't make opportunity attacks until the end of its next turn.
Okay.
I'm doing that now because screw this thing.
Yeah, fair.
Oof, that's not as good. Does a 14 hit?
It does not.
Oh, that's a shame. I got 7 damage on that.
That would have been good. But it did not hit. Okay, then it's back to the sergeant who's just going to fucking give up on using powers. He's going to draw his greatsword. And bear in mind, guys, this is a great sword. And he's going to swing twice at Dumas.
Average at best.
First is an 18 as a grand blade, actually. 18 to hit?
It does hit. I'm going to cast Shield. Well, sorry, Bastion. Bastion. That, that.
5 to your AC?
Yeah.
What does that bring your AC to?
More than 18.
Okay. Second one is 16. So he pulls this blade out and swings it at you twice, but you just manage to bring up this digital shield quickly and block it away both times so that he doesn't manage anything, which is very disappointing for everyone listening, but exciting for you. And then we're on to Dora. So Dora, you are on the stairs, having done nothing useful for a while.
Classic Dora. What's happening below? So we've got two left.
Below, you've got two and left.
Three left, and one of them is pretty hurt.
A
couple of them have taken some damage. Well, they're not looking great. One of them is entirely unhurt, but is not a, a particularly sturdy-looking character.
Duo's on his way down as well?
Duo's halfway down the stairs. He's not particularly doing anything.
Oh, I'll be honest, Duo's looking like he's going to be going over to help Dumas.
Okay. That changes what I was just about to do.
That's subject to change, so.
Let me try and throw a side blast again at one of these guys. If there's another enemy within 10 feet.
Yeah, if you go for the one that is engaged with reboot, you can hit another one.
Let's do that. 23.
23 will hit.
Okay. So, should I hit with this? Each creature within 10 feet of the target must... Oh, fuck. Each creature.
Must fuck each creature.
I can't even choose.
You have to fuck each creature.
You have to fuck every creature.
No.
All creatures.
Dora would choose this so it wouldn't hit Rebook. She would know the 10 feet radius, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, that's fine.
All that ridiculousness.
What do you hit and what happens to the one that is near them?
The one I hit is hit, so I'll do that first. And they take 10 points of psychic damage.
Okay, you see them take it like a, they back up a little bit, and there's a little bit of blood that starts pouring out their ear, a little bit that starts pouring out their eye, and they are looking uncomfortable.
Good. The other one has to succeed in a dexterity saving throw, or take the same damage, or do I roll again for the damage?
What does it say?
Don't have to be discussed.
They rolled an 18.
Oh, they've succeeded.
They're fine.
Yep, they're fine. They don't take any damage. That's shit.
I mean, it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't great. The drone. No, it's now the drone's go.
It's shit.
All right. The drone is still engaged in the same one that HUD is engaged with.
Cool. It's going to attack again with the Hunter's Mark this time. And roll a 4, so that guffs it.
Yeah, it fucks up that.
Well done, drone.
Good job, that's drone.
That's your lot. I mean, it did get a 20 last time, didn't it? So,
I mean, yeah, you've rolled a lot of 20s.
Yeah, it's fair that I'm at the other end of the scale now.
Okay, so the one that is engaged with HUD is going to draw its long blade and attack HUD twice. Probably already had its long blade drawn. So first off, it gets a 19. Second off, it gets a 9. So I'm assuming one of them hits.
One of those does hit.
And HUD takes 5 damage as it just slashes into him with his long blade, trying to just bear him away. Like, they can tell this is a losing fight, but there's no part of them that understands giving up. The other one is going to attack Rebook. One of them is definitely going to hit with a 24. Second one is going to hit with is not going to hit with an 11. So Rebook takes 4 points of damage on that.
Are we?
I mean, don't demean my attacks. Let's not be a dick about
it. It's taking a bit of owie in.
Rebook, it's now your go.
I'm just going to throw this out there to the DM. So the one who's been hitting the ball by 2 natural 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Is it fair to say his condition is now paralysed?
No, I wouldn't. He's just hit you.
Ah, okay, fair enough.
Like, he's not paralyzed, he's definitely hurt. Like, my God, is he hurt, but he's...
He's a tough boy, he's a tough boy. Okay, fair enough.
He's not looking well. If I were to categorize him in terms of well to not well, he's at the lower end of not well.
Probably should have tried this earlier. Does he have a sidearm? Ready for not him.
No, he was equipped with a pistol and a sword, but he's dropped his pistol and he's now using a sword.
Fair enough. Could I pick up that pistol without taking an opportunity attack?
It would be an action to do so.
Yes, I shall do that if that's okay.
Yeah, you can grab that pistol.
Cool, I'm going to grab that, because that's my action. Is the one that the drone's still fighting, is that dead or still alive?
The drone is still engaged with an alive opponent.
Still engaged with alive, okay. I think that's all I can do then.
At this point, the soldier who is currently not engaged with anyone is going to fire twice again at Rebook. I'm going to assume one of them hits and the other one doesn't, so there's a 22 and a 12.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, you take 12 points of damage as this other one lets loose. It was an auto rifle.
Now that's an owie.
Yeah, he rolled max damage. And then we move on to the turrets, who once again both open fire on Dumas.
Oh, I've still got cover against one of them.
You have cover against the second one, not the first one. So the first one rolls a 23. Second one misses, definitely. So you take damage from the first one. You take 2 points of damage from the first one.
Okay, I can take that.
Turrets aren't great. And then we're back to duo.
So this recharge thing, recharge 6... on his explosive charge. Is that how many rounds it takes for his stuff to recharge?
No, recharge 6 is at the start of each. You roll the d6, and on if it's a 6, it recharges.
Okay.
He is right.
It's a 3, so that's a no. Duo is going to run across the room and try and hit the sergeant with 2 claw attacks.
Claw attacks?
Yeah, he's got 4 arm blades.
Right, so he's running back up the stairs to charge into the sergeant. All right, yeah, roll then.
So, first one is a 27, and the second one is a 25.
Both hit.
So, first one is 8 points of damage. Second one is 9 points of damage. 17 in total.
Lovely stuff. So, yeah, Duo turns and charges back up the stairs and launches himself into the sergeant and stabs at him. Slashes at him with these 4-arm blades. And you can see, like, these cuts start appearing, and the sergeant is starting to look wearied, but is still fighting it off and carrying on with it by... You can tell that this guy has seen a lot of fights. He is very used to being attacked. He is a hardy guy. Dumas, it's now your go.
I mean, I feel like we're just going to keep dancing this dance.
You've got sneak attack damage now, though.
Yeah, he is... range of
that's very good to know. That will really help. In that case, I'll definitely just keep piling it on. An 18 and a 25.
They both hit.
Excellent. Rolling well to hit, but less well to damage. Okay, that's quite good. That's 26 across both attacks.
Oh, that's very good.
Sneak attack. A huge difference to, like, without a sneak attack, I am literally doing half the damage.
Like, you turn and you slash into him. You can see that he's turned to react to Duo and he is fending him off, and you manage to sink 2 very successful blows. And he staggers back, and you can see there's blood pouring out from his mouth, there's blood spilling from his nose and from his ears. He is looking very weak, and he's sort of waving you off, but he's not able to really control the situation. At which point we go to HUD.
HUD's plan is just to keep on just kicking the shit out of this poor unfortunate soldier.
Yep, sure.
Poor unfortunate soldier.
Unfortunate soldier. Living on a spaceship. got a critical.
Of course he did.
So that is 12 points of damage.
I mean, he's still going. He's barely still going, but he's still going.
Can't wait for the next one. A 13 hit him.
It does not.
Ugh.
So you headbutt him again, and he staggers back, and he's definitely very stunned. Still holding his sword in his hand, and there's just blood pouring down his face. And he starts swinging to bring his sword back and to bear on you. Next up is the sergeant, once again, still in combat with Dumas. And he's going to swing wildly again. Like, this guy is on the edge of death, but he will not relent.
He should probably relent.
It doesn't seem like he's going to, though.
If he wrote to an agony aunt and explained his situation, the agony aunt would probably say, you should relent.
First one to hit is a 23. Second one to hit is 25. I'm assuming they both hit as he swings.
They do.
Okay. So you take 19 points of damage in total.
Which one of those did the most damage?
The 12 points.
I'm going to half that with uncanny dodge.
Okay. Yeah, so you take 13 points of damage. He pulls his sword and just swings wildly at you. You can tell he is just holding on to life and is determined to do as much damage as possible. Honestly, you did well to isolate him. Next up is Dora. So Dora, you are on the top of the escalators. You can see Duo and Dumas are definitely taking care of the sergeant. You can see that there's three soldiers at the bottom of the stairs that are still involved in combat with your friends. What are you up to?
So the immediate threat is the bottom of the stairs, we think. How are they looking, the three soldiers? Are they battered, bruised, beaten?
Two of them are looking on the brink of death. One of them looks okay, but flimsy.
Can I get to them?
If you were to run down the stairs, you would be able to get to one of them. One of the weaker looking ones.
Well, we're going to do that. I'm going to go down, draw my double-bladed sword, and take a little slash.
Oh, no.
At the one that's nearest you. All right.
Oh, with the sword, okay.
With the sword? I'm going to go down the stairs, take a little swipe with my double-bladed sword. I put this blade up my ass for 5 years.
For some
reason, I just got a natural 20, which I think is going to be a little bit of an overkill for this guy.
Yeah, massively. You run down the stairs, draw your double-bladed sword, and just sweep up and just carve him in twain. There's this moment where he's about to bring his sword down and reboot. Reboot, you see this look of shock on his face, and then you see this blade carve up through his skull, and then he flips in two with these wide eyes. And on the other side, you just see, well, you see Korchev, and it's confusing for a second, and then you remember who Dora is pretending to be, and...
And I just go, wow, you didn't expect me, did you?
For 2 years.
I shoved this man up my ass for 2 years. Suddenly I explode.
Okay,
here I am. I'm now your dad.
Then it's the drone's turn. Then it's the drone's turn.
Is the one the drone's fighting still alive?
It is, yeah.
He's killed my one.
The drone is engaged with the one that HUD is engaged with.
Oh, okay.
It's going to roll attack against that. And 18.
That hits.
14.
Yeah, it dies. It's dead. Just stabs through it. HUD, you are facing this creature. And you just see this beam of light just pierce through its skull. He just collapses. And it's a little upsetting, but it still happens.
HUD just grunts, just says, nicer than what I'd have done to him.
I mean, this is the drone that used blades, so it's possibly a bit more graphic than that.
It is more graphic than that. Just this piercing blade pokes through its skull and then pushes up and pulls back and is retracted into the drone. So actually, HUD, all you see is this creature's skull split in two.
This creature, he was a man. He was a person.
Man's skull split in two.
You know, we taste man's skull.
Oh, another one for the PTSD pile.
Reboot, it's now your turn. So essentially what you see is there's one soldier who is pointing his rifle at you and he's like, he's definitely upset by everything that he's observed.
And so he should be. I'm going to use my bonus action to move the hunter's mark from the one the drone just killed over to him. And then take two attacks with the pistol I picked up last turn.
Okay.
For a 13 plus... Sorry, what's my plus?
Have you gotten loose?
That's a good point, actually. I'm still in... things, yeah, never mind. That doesn't do anything, does it? Because I picked up a pistol last turn.
Yeah, you can't do anything with a pistol. You are your hands are behind your back.
Trick shot.
No.
Endo must be pretty agile. The whole
with significant disadvantage. But no.
I think I wasted the turn picking up that pistol last time. Yeah,
flick his legs in between his arms, you know. Easy.
Yeah, well, Reba's going to look at him and say, put that rifle down and take the keys to my manacles now.
Roll an intimidation.
Oh, that's not terrible. Wait, what's my... Oh, it's minus one. 18.
Okay. And yeah, he drops his rifle and he walks over and he uncuffs the both you and HUD and puts his hands up and says, look, fuck me, you guys have won this fight with hands behind your backs. This is fucking ridiculous. I am done. However, upstairs, the two turrets are still going to keep firing at Duo and Dumas. One gets a 15, one gets a 14. So neither of them hit, I assume.
My AC is 15 at the moment.
Essentially, you're behind the cover, so neither of you are hit.
Ah, okay, cool.
I quickly chuck back the EMPs to HUD. I say, Med.
No, it's not your turn.
Oh. Well, oh, we're still in.
It's Duo. Duo is facing Dumas, the sergeant, and two turrets.
So he's going to strike at the sergeant with a claw attack.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, first he's going to see if he recharges. Then he's going to strike the claw attack. That is a 22 to hit.
That will hit.
And that's 8 points of slashing damage.
Yeah, so Duo brings his forearm blade down and just strikes down into the spine of the sergeant and pulls the blade out, and the sergeant coughs up a huge globule of blood and sort of turns around and looks at Duo with just this shock in his eyes and then just slops forward. And dies.
Without kind of missing a beat, Duo then draws his pistol and he takes a shot at the turret that's got a decent... Which one has he got cover from?
He's not really got cover from either of them. But I will say, just for the sake of speed, you're able to take out these turrets fairly effectively, fairly quickly. Because it's boring to fight turrets.
Okay. So, bang, bang.
Psh, psh. Bang, bang, turrets are down.
Bang, bang, turrets are down. Bang, bang, they were shut down. Bang, bang, those turrets were shut right down.
Beautiful.